nice little boy just like you. Then his dad messed his mind up. Now look at him. Hey, buddy, who won the Jets game, you know?
Who cares?
Let it go, pal. He can't control you anymore.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you're a loser.
You're mad at your dad, not at me. I forgive you.
Yeah, I am. Father.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
This is Mayor Rick Kreisman, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The soundtrack kindly produce a sound. Go on, don't be nervous. Go ahead. Any sound? Well, that isn't quite what I had in mind.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio, on RadioSaintPete.com. My name is Will Kuntz, your host. As always, I hope I sound okay. I feel terrible. I'm the only person on the planet that gets summer flu. Once every other year, I come down with summer flu, and it lasts all summer. 3 months where I'm about at 80, 85%, and then finally I get better by September. So I'm hoping that's not the case this time. Also, I'm a hypochondriac and paranoid, so first thing that comes to my mind is, of course, I have the Zika virus. And luckily, I'm not getting laid. But if I was, then you'd have to worry about having a waterhead kid. That's a thing that happens from the Zika virus, which is more scary than anything. Can you imagine if you had a baby, okay? And especially one that you're not ready for, as it would be in my scenario right now. And then it's just got this big waterhead. And then, like, what do you do? I wouldn't know how to take care of a normal baby, let alone one with a waterhead. I don't even know, is that politically correct to say waterhead? I think probably not. I don't think you could say anything anymore, as far as I know. But that would just be terrifying, I think. And I hope that doesn't happen to me ever in my life. No waterheads or having kids. I might want to have kids. I don't know. I don't think about it too much. Every time I go see my mother, it always comes up in conversation. Am I ever going to be a grandmother? It's not looking good right now, mother. I'm working 4 jobs. I'm still broke and still trying to pursue this hobby of mine and turn it into a career. It's not looking good. I'm going to have to marry, like, because I'm 31 now. If I find a chick my own age, she's on the clock. Her ovaries are on the clock. By 35, it gets pretty tough to have kids. So I'm going to have to marry like a 21-year-old. But that doesn't sound so bad either. So either way, maybe, that's what I tell her. Maybe it could happen. Crazier things have occurred in this life. I had a bunch of stuff go down. We recorded, like, I pre-recorded 3 shows because Radio St. Pete Joe, president, CEO, our captain, went on this really nice cruise. So I took the liberty of recording 3 shows in advance. So I had 3 weeks off, and you get rusty if you take that much time off. Bailey was still recording his podcast, which you can hear on hmbradio.com, exclusively on our podcast. Make sure you subscribe. We got this new Wove Sessions thing that's coming out, I believe, this week. So by the time this airs, it should already be up with RGSM. And basically what we do there is I interview the band, and then we record the final Friday show at the Wove Print Company, which is open and free to the public. And you can actually go to that show if you want to. But if you miss it, you can listen to our Wove Sessions podcast. And we pretty much intermix the interview and the actual show. So we're going to be doing that once a month. So keep up with that, with James Bailey, excuse me, and make sure you follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at home_made_man and Facebook at HMB Radio. I had an interview with Beasley Broadcasting this week. My buddy Jesse Cage recommended me for a position there as a, what do you call it, promotions. Excuse me, which sounds, frankly, sounds terrible. I don't really want to do that. I will do whatever it takes to do what I want to do. So I'm very humble and will do whatever I need to do. But it was a way in the door. But then I was worried. It's like, man, I'm going to be working like 60 hours a week at these two jobs. And then I have to worry about recording not only this program, but also Bailey's program and then the Wove Sessions program. Does that bug you the way I'm saying program? Program? Probably. But, so I was a little worried. And then it ended up not coming to fruition. I talked to the guy Tyson down there, really nice guy, seemed to go well. I thought it was a shoo-in. I think what it was, though, because you don't get jobs by applying for jobs. That just doesn't happen anymore. You have to know somebody that recommends you to the position. And then I figured it was a formality. I think I just wanted him to know that, you know, he just wanted to look at me, make sure I'm not going to murder anybody, make a judgment call. And that would be it. We signed the papers, and I would just start doing that. I was totally prepared for it, but also, I guess, wasn't psyched about it. Maybe you could tell. These guys have been doing it a long time. And when you interview people, you can get the easy 1, 2, 3 right there, whatever that means, just to know that, you know what you're about. And I think maybe you saw that I wasn't exactly stoked. I was stoked, though. Like, I was. Like, I want to work at a radio station. I think that'd be awesome. But anywho, so that didn't go well. But then Rob Gargiulo, Mike Calta's producer there at The Bone, he's a comic as well. He was in here not too long ago, said, hey, there's an event promotions job with us. If you want to try to apply for it, let me know. I'll put in a good word for you. And I just got an email for a phone interview with them. Very exciting. Also, same concerns, though. That's the other one. I will do it, though. I will happily do it. I will figure out a way to make this happen. So I'm going to call and schedule that. I thought I got fired from Creative Loafing already before I even started. And I may have, for all I know still. I wrote this piece on John Jacobs a while ago. And it still hasn't been published. And then our editor there, Kathy, she said, well, you need to take a look at it. Because it's a little wonky. And I tried to explain to her, like, I'm stupid, and I'm not not that great of a writer either. I'm a decent writer, I think. I got a 4.0 at Florida Writes in school. So I'm not totally incompetent, but also I don't really write that often. I haven't written anything in a long time. And you hear how I talk, so I'm sure you can gather my writing isn't that much better. And I looked at it, and Microsoft Word looked at it, and it appeared fine. And I know that's not a perfect system, but it's hard to edit your own work. And I thought she just wants me to look at it. I don't know what to look at. I mean, it looks okay to me. So I had my stepdad's stepmom, Lois, was the editor of the Philadelphia Inquirer for many years. She looked at it for me, gave me some notes. And then in the meantime, I wrote a thing. Sorry, excuse me. I wrote a thing just talking about free speech. I knew it wasn't going to be Creative Loafing's cup of tea because it wasn't the nicest thing in the world to talk about. And I figured I didn't have anything to lose, so I went ahead and submitted it. That got shot down. It got sent to another lady there, Kate, who is an editor in another department. She turned it down. They don't take unsolicited works. Okay, I didn't think it was very unprofessional. Sorry about that. It's not really unsolicited. I mean, I'm part of the contributor team. So that didn't get accepted. And then I asked Kathy, like, what do you want me to do? I'm not sure what to do here, honestly. I'm brand new at this. I don't know what you want to hear from me. So she says, well, like I said, look at the work that you submitted. Get it edited. And then submit it. So I got the edit back from Lois. I emailed Kathy on Friday. Hey, I got this done. What do I need to do to get it to you? Do I need to resubmit it? Do I just email it to you? and told her a story idea that I had coming up next, and haven't heard anything back yet. So I don't know what's going on with that gig. I would really love to be a part of that paper, be a part of that team. It's a really neat thing. Hopefully it pans out. Give it a few more days. Who knows? I'm going to get Kathy in here anyways, so I want to talk to her. And she seems like an interesting lady. It's a cool job that she has, too. Editor of a small, I guess it'd be considered a small paper, right? But there's really not newspapers anyways anymore. It's all kind of online. So even if you're in print, you're a medium-sized paper. I don't know how this works. Anyway, this podcast is brought to you by Sly Bar, 2061 Central Avenue, the homemade broadcast stand-up comedy open mic, second and fourth Tuesday of the month. We start about 8:30, 9 o'clock. $50 cash prize courtesy of Sly Bar. And you can check them out at slybar.com, 2061 Central Avenue, right here in St. Pete. And also a new sponsor, Truvy Salon and Spa. Chrissy Parker down there, a good friend of mine, took the risk and decided to sponsor this podcast, probably against her better judgment. She does impressive work, though, down there at Truvy, from what I see. I see pictures on Instagram and stuff. Looks good to me. I haven't got my hair cut in 6 years, so I have no idea. Looks good to me, though. 8908 4th Street North here in St. Petersburg. You can reach her at 727-329-9751. And that's how you get a hold of her. Also, don't forget about Yard of Laughs, stand-up comedy open mic. That's at Yard of Ale St. Pete, right on the main block. I think it's 261 First Ave North. That's from 10 to midnight every Thursday. Get yourself a longer set time. It's always fun. John Jacobs is out there, and we share this little mic down there. Yeah, so Yard of Ale every Thursday at Yard of Ale for the open mic. Sorry, kind of got interrupted there. Colin called, and he's here. And then we had to wait 1.5 hours in order for our second guest to arrive. Zach Townsend is here. Colin means Zach Townsend here. Guys, don't curse. Forgot to tell you about that. I know that's going to be difficult.
Yeah, so this is going to be like 12 minutes then?
Yes.
Okay.
And cool. Please, I don't want to edit, so please don't make me edit.
Oh, you shouldn't have said that. No.
You'll do fine, I'm sure. Don't worry about it. Don't think about it too much. Yeah. Zach's a wily veteran with this. He knows.
I've already done one of these.
Zach has the euphemisms down. Like,
Look at me. Yeah, look at my the way I sit. Can't you tell him? I'm
right. Yeah, you're a natural.
Dude, me and you
are
natural. Yeah, I really am.
We're so.
You're sitting like
we're
a
so tall. Yeah, we're so tall. It's like we don't.
I have spina bifida.
I feel like this is how Yao Ming sits in the car. Like, I don't know. Just leaning over.
I'm sitting how Shaq does sit in the Buick. Like, how have you seen those commercials?
Yeah.
How he has so much room? No. Let's be real. That's not a Buick.
I know. That's ridiculous. So Zach Townsend was here not too long ago. Colin Means is new to the program. Welcome, Colin.
What's going on?
And you guys are here because you started a new thing. I've never heard of this before. A satire website.
Yes.
Do I sense a little sarcasm in your
voice? A little bit. Was that you I was talking to, or you were like, I didn't realize how many satires.
Yeah.
I haven't only seen like 5 satire sites ever, or maybe 8 or something.
I see one, a new one every day.
Really?
I was about to say, even 5 or 8 is
satire.
Still a lot.
Here's the thing about in like our site also. Like, it's not satire is kind of what we're doing now because it's like the easiest thing for us to. It's clicks with us, so we're doing it because that's easiest for us now.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it's going to be like a kind of general comedy. Like, we just want to be funny, do funny content. But
satire.
I like satire because it's either good or it's bad. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like sketch comedy. Like, it's either you can tell when it's good or bad. You can look. Probably any random sites, like 3 random articles and tell if it's a trash site or not, I feel like.
Well, what I was going to say was I see a new one pop up on my Facebook feed daily because somebody posts an article as real news from a satire site.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It blows my mind.
That's like the goal almost.
Sometimes I'm like, do I want to be funny with this headline or just write something that would be believable? It's just like.
I was talking to Colin when you were away. And I was telling them about even Vox. Do you know the site Vox?
No. Fox News?
It's Ezra Klein's site who used to write for the New York Times. And his thing is, we're going to explain to the news to you. How kind of, you know what explains
he
the
says
news?
That's actually
the
like
news.
That's like his tagline type.
Yeah, because you're too dumb to understand.
Is that he said that or he insinuated?
Yes, that's that's his thing. Vox explains the news to millennials.
Is Vox, are they that big?
Vox.
Although if you have money and can market yourself, then you know people would.
Yeah, be. I think they do all right. I don't know what their net worth is or anything, but I think they're semi-new. But anyway, so they posted this AR-15 diagram. And they had, like, okay, here's the nuzzle. I don't even know what the pieces are called. Here's the grenade launcher. And I was like, is this set? It doesn't have a grenade launcher on it.
Now,
you're either lying blatantly or you're dumb
and you don't really know.
And didn't look it up, didn't bother to Google it. Or you're a satire site, one of the three.
All right, we should probably actually see the name of the website. So that would probably be the whole point we're here. Do you? I would ask. Do you actually know the name? Because like everyone does.
The Hungover Achiever.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. You're the first person to actually know the right name.
Yeah, I read it. Right. I'm an avid reader. So far.
He's an avid reader.
Over the past
avid
2 days.
Reader,
okay.
If you post something, I'll read it.
Yeah, we're trying to get like right now. We're kind of doing like around one a day. We're trying to do at least like two.
It's so hard.
It is. I know. It's a chore, man.
Dude, it's like obviously, you study The Onion because that's like the. That's the Michael Jordan.
By study, you mean read it for 5 minutes?
Yeah, well, that's all you really need to do, so it's like...
The lazy person's version of studying. Yeah.
And I don't even read it fully. I just kind of scan the article, see, like, words.
I just read it, and so I see a headline. It's like, oh, that one's not that great. We can do this. 9 headlines. And
how do you get through the... Because sometimes I'll do this, where I'll be like, I'm going to write something. And then I start to write it, and then go, this is bad. It's not good. Do you just push through because you want to get something done, or?
I do. That's why I have Twitter. I would have like 100,000 tweets if I didn't have that self consciousness like you're talking about, where I'll just like write jokes out.
Yeah.
I like testing my jokes on like social media.
Yeah.
And I'm always posting and then deleting. Like,
you do that?
Yeah, all the time, dude. I hate it because I just like I'll put my phone down and be like, I'll look. It'll be like. No likes, or even worse, somebody you hate likes it, or somebody thinks the hack likes it. So
there's
just
five
like,
new likes. Oh, the five worst people.
Yeah, the five worst people alive.
Do people even interact on Twitter? I kind of thought you're just screaming into the.
Not
I think,
really
I think Twitter's a dying source, honestly.
Twitter's way too easy to use to die.
What else is there to use?
Yeah, Facebook.
Instagram's going to take over the world. It's going to be the new Facebook. Instagram.
Yeah, but that's a picture.
Yeah, that's all you need. That's all people want.
I guess so.
I mean, Instagram will always be there. Snapchat's going to be bigger than Instagram.
Snapchat's cool, yeah, man. Yeah. I hated it at first.
I did too, because it was pointless. Then it's like you realize, okay, it's kind of cool. The back and forth. There's no, you don't save pictures. It's just
I sent
easy.
My first, can I say dick on there?
You did, so.
Okay, I sent my first.
D. We just go with D pick.
I sent my first cock pick on.
All right. Third time, let's go. Your
D-pick.
Sorry, as if I was a D-pick.
There you go.
Sorry, I didn't know this was Radio Disney. So my first D-pick via Snapchat.
Did you? How'd that go?
Horribly, actually. That's why I brought it up.
Was it unsolicited?
No, I was actually when I first moved to Florida, and I was really lonely. All my friends were back home.
Yeah.
And I remember I was drunk and Snapchatting like a couple girls, all the same picture. And one of them was like, I was jokingly made a caption like, oh, getting drunk, about to send a D-pic.
I do that, too.
And then two girls go, you won't, or like, yeah, come on.
Oh, yeah, I will.
And I was like, all right, and I've never sent one before, you know? So I went to the bathroom.
There's something anticlimactic about
pretty
it.
Pretty drunk, definitely. Got like a half chub, and like,
dude,
angled it.
I guess I should be surprised someone wearing a hat backwards would say half chub.
Well, that's great, yeah. Make fun of me more on a radio show. My visual appearance, you noob.
That's why I describe your appearance. But yeah, okay. Anyways, get back.
Let me get back to the story. Where was I? Oh yeah, so I go in the bathroom, take the pic, and this is why I'll never do it again because one girl just didn't respond at all, was kind of like
that's worse.
Yeah, but then the other girl just responds with a caption of like a picture of herself disgusted and just writes. Ew. Like, and not even like EWW. No. It was like EW. And I was just like, I've never talked to that girl.
See, that might be okay. She might have been being playful there. But getting no response.
No.
That's kind of psychotic respond that way. They should have blocked
my
you.
My whole thing with that, like what you just said, is like if she was being playful, she would have done more than one W. You know, it's like the hey. It's
Dude, it's the texting.
It's the hey thing. Like if a girl texts you hey with four Y's, like yeah, it's one ticket to Pound Town, please.
Sure.
But if she does the like ew, ew with like a couple W's, it's like okay, like there's you know.
Maybe... Ew is still a playful word.
Do you only do you only get with 15-year-olds or is that just?
Ew is a playful word. Ew. Like, you'd be like, that's gross. Like, or you'd be like,
I don't know, the way I
it.
It
was a goofy word.
Ew. Like, it was more like, ew.
No one types out yuck. No one...
Yeah, but that's yuck. See, that would be, if she was said yuck, that would be a different story. That's no good.
Yucky.
Ew could still, no, because no. Yucky can be funny.
I don't know.
You ever say yucky? It's fun.
Yucky.
Yeah.
You know what's a, you know, I was thinking, you know what's a funny word? Squirt. I think that's up there with moist. Like, it's just, like, kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah, anything with a Q in it. It was a lot of fun.
When I think of squirt, I just think of like childlike things. So that's really creepy.
I think of soda.
Maybe like yeah, Squirtle. Like
squirt soda.
No,
you ever had that?
No.
It's grapefruit
yeah,
soda.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks gross. But I just think of like an old guy, like a creepy old guy, like right before he like molests a kid. He's like, hey, come over here, squirt. It's like that's like the word. That's like the trigger word. You
don't
know?
Have. You
like,
can't afford.
If
candy,
you hear that, like watch where this is going because they're gonna go like behind the. Dug out in the little league field, and
that's like the worst coach on a baseball team who doesn't know how to interact
hey,
with the players.
Squirt.
Yeah, that's the word he uses, definitely.
Anywho, so tell me about I do want to hear this though. So that was the first, and then that's going to be the last D pick that you ever sent.
So far, I mean, honestly, I don't know.
You'll be back.
I'm on. Actually re-downloaded Tinder on the way over here because
good.
I've just that's kind of it's kind of life I live.
Yeah.
Now, Will.
Were you trying to quit it like cigarettes?
I was. I was.
How long did you go?
I don't quit it.
I pack in my phone too.
Yeah.
Before I download Tinder,
pack I'll forget
it.
That
that's
I have
me
it.
Packing it like a thing of cigarettes.
Yeah.
I forget that I have it. So it'll go months without use, and then I'm like, oh yeah, I have this thing, and then I start using it again for a few weeks.
Do you have your matches, like your notifications on? Like
yeah.
When you get a match, it instantly.
I never do.
No.
I mean, one a month, maybe?
You get one match a month?
Yeah, probably. Is that good?
No.
I thought that was good.
No.
That's
bad.
Awful.
Do you swipe twice a month? Maybe then.
But you know what I do? I mean, in my defense, I just never swipe left. I'm right for everybody.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So then I just, then when it comes to time, when the cows come
Zach
to roost.
Is
going to
have a kid out there whose eyes are 4 inches.
When the cows come to roost, I just, you know, decipher them out there.
I have.
See who's worth my time.
I take screenshots of eyebrows. You get some really funky eyebrows on Tinder that, like, go to right angles.
Yeah.
And they're, like,
I thought that, you
on.
Meant that was, like, your pictures. You're
no.
Like, listen, I gotta nail down the fetish so that way when the eyebrows, that's what gets them off, then I'll.
No, I want to have. I want to make a picture book of girls' eyebrows, and you know who will buy it? Girls.
You are way creepier than any old man saying squirt could ever be.
All right. So, anyways, Tinder. That's good. How did this the Hungover Achiever site come about? What was this?
I've always wanted it. I don't know. I think I'll give Zach the credit for the name now before he gets all whatever. Yeah.
Yeah,
Zach had
I made
the name.
Up the name. Women
and,
of Tinder. So. Flock
yeah,
my way.
Yeah, get moist, please. Yeah, I think I've always wanted to have like a website, just like a different outlet besides stand-up for like writing. It's nice to have like the change of pace. And just like something to mess with to see where we go. And then I know Zach's where he wants to write. You know, that's like what he wants to do. And it just kind of came together. I know he definitely had it in mind too. We're definitely on the same level of like ambition.
We had
it.
Talked about it just because we're friends. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
Like would it, yeah, it'd be cool if we did this. And then we realized, oh, wait, we have some ideas for it. We should do it.
Yeah, we could do it. And then it was like, I just got tired of talking about, like, I mean, I know I've talked to you. I've even talked to both of you guys about stuff. It's like, comedians are the laziest people alive, dude.
I know.
We talk about, we have good ideas, but we just never do them.
Yeah.
Like, I had so many ideas with Justin Kupo when I first started that, like, just nothing happens.
Yeah.
I can't believe I just plugged Justin Cooper. Ugh. Yuck.
Yuckaroo.
Ew. EW. Ew.
Gross. Oh, we love Justin. Yeah, it's definitely. I will say that as far as satire sites go, I don't know any comedians with satire sites.
Yeah, I mean, like.
Everybody's got podcasts.
Not that it matters too much now, but like, I think our goal with the site is to ultimately be like just funny, do funny stuff. Like, we're going to do some videos probably here pretty soon. We're looking for kind of like unique ideas, something else. Like satire is a good place to start because it's like a consistent brand. You know, people know. Okay, they do this.
If you guys move in together, too, that's what you need to do.
Yeah, that's the biggest incentive, though. Because it's like, well, we have this goal.
Well, now that gay marriage is legal,
there you go. Get health insurance.
Squirt?
Yeah.
What do you say, Squirt? Want to move in with me?
You just got to get Coops to join you.
Get Coops. We're talking about maybe a fourth party, too.
Four is a little much.
Really? Fourth company?
I mean,
what is this?
Are you going to get a mansion?
Craigslist podcast? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
We're making it. No.
Anybody? I'm definitely moving
to a four-bedroom house.
Maybe. Maybe somebody live in a living room.
I don't know.
Party
maybe
house. In the pantry.
Party.
You could probably do. Yeah, you could probably get a four-bedroom for like $2,000, $2,200.
That's
probably a nice.
I feel like the more rooms you get, the cheaper the rent's going to be. That's what I've seen. For most
depends.
Places.
I mean, for most places. Because you can get a two-bedroom apartment and you could probably pay $400 a month, $500 a month maybe with bills.
Yeah, that'd be really ideal for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely roommates are the way to go, especially young men.
Strapping lads.
Strapping
as
our do you like? Is part of the reason you got your own place is because you want the studio, like the freedom to do your thing here? Because I see you have a pretty good setup here as far as like your stuff.
Okay, this is his having podcast. Someone... How about you let him steer the ship, right?
I can pipe
down over there.
I'm happy to answer his question.
I can compliment the host every now and then.
Like, so, yeah, I mean, this is a one-bedroom apartment that I have here, and obviously the main portion is used for a studio, and then I have my bedroom, which I spend most of my time in. So I don't even really come out here unless people are over here, like recording. But I don't have guests. Like, I don't have people come over to my house.
Yeah.
I hate when I get unsolicited knocks at the door. That happens very rarely.
That's scary.
It is. It's frightening.
So what the hell?
I had some guy do that the other day, and I was like, who could this possibly be?
What does this mean?
Was he
He's
lost?
He's going to kill me. That's what it's going to be.
It was some large...
I mean, granted, you can barely read the number on the outside of the door, so maybe
I can say
like,
that because I've...
Four, what is that, nine? Yeah.
I live with my grandmother, as most of you may know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No one knows
She's
that.
Gone right now, so like...
Oh, she died?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not yet.
I'm sorry.
I like how you said most of you may know, like, you know comics are the only people listening right now. You're like...
I live with my grandmother, people, but... She's a snowbird, as you call it, but like a reverse one. She goes to like Connecticut in the summer.
Right.
So I'm home. I've been home alone for like a month.
Wow.
And whenever somebody knocks on the door, I'm like, I'm gonna die, dude. This is it. This is.
Well, it was when this guy did it. It was a large Italian fella, and he goes, "Hey, I'm sorry, man. I don't. Do you know who owns this BMW out here?" No, I have no idea. He goes, "Oh, all right. Well, I do car repair, and I was trying to find... I saw it had a nice little ding in there. I wanted to give a quote. I'm like, I said no.
Yeah,
I don't know
that's
who
the
I am.
Worst. That's when obnoxious. You say nothing.
It's all we
when
need.
You say no. It's
conversation ends.
It would be bad enough if it was just outside your house. It was obvious it was your car for him to come up and do that.
That's just but like the homeless man scenario. Like, guy, hey, man, you got a dollar? You got any change? No. Come on, man.
It's like you walked
you know, it's like, dude, I said no. Like, I'm not going to... Go, all right, yeah, all right. You really
was he also
it.
Just
really
holding a screwdriver and a wrench, like trying to sell himself, like no idea?
I was thinking about this today. It's funny you brought up homeless people. How hard must it be to be a beggar these days? Who has cash on them anymore? Like a guy asked me, like I can say guilt-free now. No, I don't have any change on me because I don't.
I was at a light on the way here, and the home. I was like, I was the first one at the light. There was a homeless guy with a sign. And he walks up, like, to my car, and I look at him, and I just shake my head. And then he, like, kind of shrugs me off, and then he, like, he puts his thumb up, but he keeps, like, pushing it up. And I was like, so I roll my window down. He's like, what? He's like, turn your music up. I can't hear it. But I had my music really loud, so he's just being sassy. There's nothing worse than a sassy homeless
man. And he didn't have a sign?
Yeah.
If you don't have a sign, I don't respect you.
And I ripped his sign in half.
Well, I always go to this Walgreens up here on the 9th and 9th. And there's always one guy. Always a different guy, but always one. Shit. And they're like predators, man. He's hanging out near the garbage can.
Lingerers,
and I'm out,
man.
Getting out of the car.
You lose your shame, yeah.
And I see him looking at me. I'm like, all right. And then as soon as I walk out, he gets up out of his chair. Starts going, hey, man, do you have any spare change? I was like, no, I really don't.
Is it bad that I feel less bad saying no to like a homeless guy in a wheelchair? Because I feel like he's trying to guilt me into it harder. Like, I'm like, I know what you're doing. You're trying to just, like, you're, like, twitching on purpose to try to make yourself miserable.
No,
like, don't
And then you
screw
give
with
that
me.
Person in the wheelchair, like, a couple bucks because you feel extra bad. and then they stand up.
Yeah, and I don't want to get taken advantage
of. And then, like, start wheeling their chair. They put all their stuff in the wheelchair and just start walking away with it. And you're just like, you...
You MF-er, yeah. No, I think it's also a misconception, too, that, like, homelessness is a big deal. It's really not that big of a deal.
It's more of a mental ill problem, because most of them are like mentally ill and crazy.
Or just drug addicts or alcoholics. Yeah, they choose to live their life. If you really, like, there's not a single, I mean, yes, there is. Two people in the world are single mothers and they live in vans, and they're trying to get out of this situation they're in. The rest of them are all mentally ill drug addicts, alcoholics.
Yeah.
And so I don't feel bad for them. I stopped giving them money because there was a man on Central Avenue. And, hey, you got any change? And he was not even a nice slick. Hey, how are you? Do you have any change?
Yeah, see, if you're not nice, then...
Well, so I went to buy a drink, and I had cash on me, and I got a dime back in change. And I was feeling generous that day.
It's even worse than giving him nothing. One dime?
That's his attitude, too, apparently, because he was
so
like,
you basically taunted him for, like, coming on
you. I gave him a dime. That's all I had. It was just spare change.
Dude, what can you buy for
And he said something? Did he say something?
He rolled his eyes
I hope he gave you sass.
He rolled his eyes.
Dude, you are a major a-hole.
I'm telling you, there's nothing. You could have, yeah, you...
He should have been like, yeah, if I get honestly, 19 more of these, I can get a Coke.
You should have.
You jerk.
At this point, you could have just handed him that picture of the crying Jordan meme. That would have been a nicer gesture.
That would have raised
one
his self-esteem more.
I thought I was helping. That's all I
You
had.
Actually thought you were helping?
Yeah, I'm a jerk.
I don't know if that's heartwarming or just sad because...
All right, well, no, I thought...
I don't know. I don't like...
That was a lot
I bet
of
you got excited. You're like, oh, instead of actually just giving it to some charity and like the McDonald's and putting in that, I'll cut up the middleman and go straight to the person. I'm a great guy.
Well, did they ever tap... By the way, do they ever change those? I swear to God, this one McDonald's I go to, it's just the same amount of change, and they're all the
time. I think it's like the district manager has to come around and do it and gather it. And they do it like every couple of weeks, I think.
I know somebody that works.
It's also easier to donate to it when there's stuff in there already, because you're like, oh, these other people did it. It's like tipping. You have a tip jar.
Yeah.
You prime the pump.
www.thehungoverachiever.com.
Yeah, that's every 3 minutes we're going to plug it. Just
you should. This is the Homemade Broadcast you're listening to on Radio St. Pete, and my guests are the Hungover Achievers.
No,
Zach Townsend.
No.
See, don't make us sound memes. Like a hacky
don't,
improv.
Yeah, I don't want to be known as the Hungover Achievers.
That was like that was one of our ideas, like possible things for the site. Like, should we like add an S, make it the Hungover Achievers?
Yo,
like, no, that would be an like awful name for like a sketch group.
It was just gonna be Hungover Achiever. So I made a Twitter in April. About it, because I knew I wanted to do a site. I didn't know it was going to be, we didn't know it was going to be satire, but I liked that name. So I made a Twitter, and like, no joke, the day we go to make, buy the domain name and stuff, I've been Googling it forever. Nothing ever pops up. This dude literally bought the site's name, like, what was it, like a week before we did?
Oh, bummer.
Yeah.
You can tell. And I'm serious.
Literally
this
the
guy,
day, like the day you got to Twitter.
Yeah. He bought it like the day I made the Twitter. Like we went back and like looked. So like somehow he was just one of those nerds.
Yeah. Yeah, they do
nerds
that.
Are the worst, dude. I hate nerds.
And he's one of those
so
overconfident
much.
Douchey nerds that's just like thinks he's not even like condescending, but he's so like smug without.
We talked to him.
It.
We messaged him. We're like, "Hey, can we get that?" He's like, "What do you want to use it for?" We're like,
"Yeah, this guy
website." What do you think?
I was like, "Are you just being like? Do you know what you're doing? You're just trying to screw with us right now?"
And oh, you actually worst. Talked to this person.
Yeah,
I emailed him because I looked up his he didn't have the privacy.
I didn't know you could do that.
I Googled, I did some snooping and found his email, and yeah, emailed him. Dude, the site is the dumbest thing. It's basically.
No, don't even plug it. It's just the worst. If you guys ever have a chance, you're bored, go
Does
to it and make fun
it?
Of
you just
it.
Just told me not to plug it, and you plugged it, but okay. Yeah.
What is
plug
it?
It's,
I don't want to look at it.
It's just hung
yeah, okay,
over.
Pull it
it's
up.
Just it's basically our name. We are www.thehungoverachiever.com. He's www.hungoverachiever.com.
Yeah, I almost don't even want to give him traffic, but if you go to the site, please email him and just trash the living. It's that basically he used the
it's
clever
so
name for
it.
His dumb, pointless program.
Never go idle or link or any other work chat client.
He's like trying to make it like
his
a,
thing is
a
he
professional
doesn't want
website.
Your chat room to go idle. It's something you have to download to keep your. I don't even know why that matters. And then basically, and he has a background picture of drinks, and then basically. That whole idea of alcohol being hungover has nothing to do with his website.
Look at that picture. Okay.
The most... Oh, my... What a hack.
I don't understand what this is.
Guy needs to kill himself ASAP.
I don't understand what this is.
But definitely delete your website first, please.
Yeah, delete your website first.
It's a chat room?
It's a chat room, like, app that, like, you have to download.
It's not... It's an app that keeps a chat room from going idle. I don't even know what that means, truly.
So, like, your screensaver doesn't pop
right?
up. Yeah. God forbid we all need, like,
And here's one of the things on his site. It says, he has the paragraphs where we explain what the site is. And, like, at the end he goes, now that you're all ready, you can start achieving. Like, it's just the dumbest, most forced thing. It's awful.
So, he said, he asked what you would use the site for.
Yeah, I email him and he go, I'm like, hey, man, like, how, I think I asked about buying the website.
What
I
was trying
we're gonna give him like $20.
I said 25, and he's like, "All right."
We offered him a dime first of all, but he said no.
Yeah, he had shaggy hair and tattered clothing, so I was like, "All right, I'll give him an internet dime."
Whatever, you guys.
All right, too much time with this guy, but he's a douche.
So, what did he? How much money did he want for it?
I offered him. I thought it would have to be easily $100, just because he's the typical guy. I thought he probably saw the clever name and wanted to buy the domain and flip it, I thought. To kind of, so basically, he's actually using his dumb, pointless product for it. So I email him and ask, I was like, hey, man, I'll throw you like 20. I actually wasn't even planning. I just kind of wanted to mess with him a little bit and see what, I wasn't planning at all on actually buying it. Because I thought $25 was a major lowball offer. I thought he would like curse me out. But I said, hey, I'll throw you 25 for the domain name. And he goes, okay, well, let me see what I can do in the next couple months here with the site, and then I might do that.
And we were like, I'm not waiting that
but
long to start a website.
Is this product called Hungover Achiever?
It's not. I don't even
or
know
the
if
name
it's a
has
product.
Nothing to do.
It has nothing to do
with a service.
Yeah.
It might just be the name, yeah.
I'm going to download it.
You'll be the first one, so don't get him too excited.
If you download it, I'll snap that.
If you download it right now, I'm breaking this microphone. If you download it right now, I'm starting the... Home man broadcast and just...
Home man broadcast?
Whatever.
Sounds gay.
Yeah, that sounds really gay, dude.
Still an upgrade from...
I don't think I want to live with you anymore. Home man broadcast.
Hey, it's improv, man. Okay.
I saw that when you tweeted at us. It was like, the Hungover Achievers... what are we, the Sklar Brothers? No, I don't want to be known as... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to be grouped in, like me and Colin, like, oh... Oh, here come the Hungover Achievers. Better watch out for those guys.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. So
just
we have
site.
Zach and Colin here, and they have a website called
The Home Man Broadcast.
The Home Man Broadcast.
The hungoverachiever.com. Yeah. Hopefully you'll check it out.
Yeah, check
cool.
it out.
We've gotten good reviews from our friends who don't know our feelings.
From a lot of cynical people, too. So I think it's.
Yeah, truly, yeah. I mean, I feel like it's.
I just thought we were going to get trashed, honestly, just because of the way how it works, how everything works.
There,
yeah.
You run that risk.
Yeah.
But,
and everyone's going to be like, oh, you're trying to be the Onion. It's trying to be, okay, well, you have your own podcast. You're trying to be Mary. You know what I mean?
Right,
it's like,
Well, you can't let potential criticism stop you
doing what you want to do. And I like to write. That's what I want to do. I've talked about that.
You're a decent writer, too.
Thanks, man.
You're all right. You're decent.
Checked your grammar and look good to me.
I will say I correct him. I edit a lot of his articles.
Don't let him on behind the scenes. What is this?
Although I will say this is coming from a guy who has yet to get a work published in Creative Loafing. So,
well, I knew a girl who's she's like a technical writer. Like she just graduated.
Yeah.
And I had messaged her and I was like, hey, we're doing this site because neither one of us really know that much about grammar. And we know enough to make it look whatever, but. And she, wanted a lot of money to do it. And I was like, get out of here. Like, no way. I thought you were
How
gonna,
much did she want?
Huh?
How much
she
did
wanted,
she want?
Like, she wanted me to pay her by the hour. I was like, yo, my article is maybe 8 sentences. Like, it's not a paragraph.
Yeah. So how much did she want an hour?
$50 bucks.
Oh, so it'd be $50 bucks an article.
Wow, yeah.
So
yeah.
I told her...
She must not know what kind of website we're doing. That's a little...
I told her to take a hike, toots, and
that was the end of that.
That was the end of that.
Well, that's cool. I mean, that's you're doing something new, though. Like I said, I have not seen a satire website from anybody in the Tampa Bay area anyways.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's why also we don't want to make it just satire. I don't want to, regardless of the stigma of looking like you're just trying to be the Onion or whatever. But I think we just want to branch out and see what we can do.
And then
do.
Even if we make videos and stuff, people are going to be like, oh, well, you just want to be Funny or Die. It's like it's a never-ending thing.
Well, no, they're not. People aren't going to
I forgot about Funny or Die.
Because yeah. it's a medium that people use. So it's not – you're just making videos. People
I think both of us really are super critical of ourselves. Like
sounds
we're
like
super
it.
Perfect. Yeah. Both of us are like – we hate ourselves.
It's a blessing and a curse, honestly. Yeah.
I think it'll help long term.
When you
sure.
really don't care anymore, that is really true freedom.
Yeah.
And that's when you get your best work done.
You think right. so?
Yeah.
I think.
No, yeah.
I think, like,
because then you just
point,
let your talent win out and don't overthink it.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
Oh, I've had people tell me I'm terrible, and I'm like, yeah, I know. And they're like, oh.
Oh, so you accept you're terrible and still don't care.
Well, I understand that yeah. I'm not good at this. You know, it takes 10,000 hours to get good at something. You can get good at anything you want, but it takes
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it's
so that's like, what,
work.
10 years or something of work that you have to yeah. do? 5 years continuously?
And it's also the perspective. Of, I mean, you've been doing this podcast for, like, less than 2 years? Or 2 years?
A little over 2 years.
Yeah, so that's not that long, by, you know. I mean, you're getting there. But until the more and more people see you, then they start realizing, okay, yeah, he's not bad. He's not that bad.
He's an okay guy.
People are just super judgmental and want to be opinionated off the bat.
That's true.
So,
you guys got any stand-up gigs coming up?
Yeah, I do actually.
Go ahead and tell me about that.
They're all at the end of the month.
Why does nobody know what they're doing?
I forgot that.
I've never had anybody come in and be like, yes, I do.
June 29th. June 29th, I'm doing a guest spot at Oasis Hookah Lounge.
Oh.
The crap comedy guys.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I've never been there before. And then I'm doing the last Sunday of this month is Dubliner with, like, the show Tony God does.
Oh, okay, right on.
Sunday Funny Day.
Yeah.
Dubliner in Tampa. You should come to both of those.
They're, yeah.
The hookah one.
You know what you should do? Put your dates on the website.
Yeah. Well, my dates, because Colin's thing. He's a stand-up comedian.
All right, yeah, I'll let you do that.
He didn't get any work.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't get paid work, but at least I get some.
Yeah, at least you get to use gas. Yeah,
see Colin at open mics around the Tampa Bay area. Just pop in the one. He'll probably be there.
Yeah,
he'll be somewhere slouching in the corner.
Yeah, yeah, don't look for me, please. You won't see me. Yeah.
He's the giant,
the BFG.
The tall, skinniest guy in there. That's
BFD.
Colin. Yeah, I got a profile. I got an identity. Got hope, guys.
Can you guys give out where to find the website? For the 1,000,000th time, and then also your social media and all that, where people can find you.
All right, Colin, I'll let you go first.
Yeah, it's thehungoverachiever.com. Like us on Facebook, and that's like our main. Like you'll see the articles there. We're on Twitter and Instagram too. If you want to be nice, that'd be awesome. Or if you just like the site, my Twitter handle is Colin Means, Colin with one L, and then.
Yeah, mine is at Smack Townsend. I'm really funny on Twitter, guys.
Yeah.
You can always follow me. But yeah, www.thehungoverachiever. All the Instagram, Twitter. It's pathetic. Yeah, I forgot like how pathetic it is to have like 5 Twitter followers. It's
yeah,
so,
yeah. I almost don't
everything
want to post on Twitter because it's
yeah.
So
when
bad.
I go on like the our Twitter for the website. It's just whatever me and him post on our regular Twitter accounts.
I don't know why people do that. Honestly, there's no point,
dude. And I told people like I made an Instagram on mine. I posted the picture on mine. I was like, yo, we'll follow everybody back, like, because I know how narcissistic everybody
yeah,
is.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
they're like, oh, I don't want to follow one more person than follows me.
I don't
then
wanna
I look
follow,
like a loser.
I don't want to follow any products or services. Or
but you don't follow, I follow, like, The Onion. I follow, like.
I don't follow them.
I follow, I don't know.
Just go to the website.
Individual people?
Yeah, just people. Like, I don't follow shows
I don't
or
know,
anything
I mean, you're,
like that.
I mean, it kind of hurts like websites like that, but I like
you know what the
using
worst?
Social media to center like their content and not have to go to the website.
You know what the worst part about having something that's yours? You can probably agree with this.
Mm-hmm.
Is self promotion. Mm-hmm. I despise
yeah,
myself.
Sucks.
I literally apologize to people. I'm sorry you have to see this side of me.
Especially when you're trying to do a comedy thing, because there's nothing more unfunny than someone
trying to sell you
think,
them.
Yeah, that's telling you they're funny. So it's kind of like we're trying to spin it like very self-deprecating.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible. Guys, we got to get out of here. Thank you very
much.
Cool.
www.thehungoverachiever.com.
There you go. Yes. You can find me at home_made_man, hmbradio.com. Have a great week, everybody.
You can also find Will jipping homeless people on the side.
Apparently, I'm a J.
Yeah, let me give you a nickel for the next time you see a person.
I hate you guys so much.